Well, hello. This is Jeff Gattiosi, and you're on MisplacedStraws.com, where music comes to life. And Donnie V and I spoke over the summer when he put out his fantastic solo record, Beautiful Things. And at that time, we more or less stayed away from talking too much about his former band, Enough's Enough, and stuck to his solo career. Well, lately, Donnie's had a lot to say about his former band, so figured we'll spend some time on that topic. So, Donnie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, now, again, judging from your social media posts over the past few days, seems like kind of the recurring issues with the current version of your old band are kicking up again, and it's been a volatile relationship, but why does it seem to blow up a little more over the past few days?
Well, you know, politically, the best things I've always been instructed or told to do and this and that is just stay away from the negative. You move forward, move on. You know, you're the heart and soul, this and that. Keep creating this and that. Well, I've been doing that. It's not like I haven't, but also, you know, when you do that, and there's certain levels of violation that just keep going on and on, it builds inside you. And you know, there's like a toxicity barely builds, and it starts reflecting in other aspects of your life, you know, and it's overflowing into your personal life and this and that, and before you know it, then you start imploding, and you implode, and then sometimes you explode, and then things get just a chaotic, you know, you're not harnessed or having restraint, and so you're showing a lot of vulnerability and leaving yourself open for a lot of personal attack and things like what's happened to me. But it's a, you know, it's that and you know, just a couple of things. I can get into those that I see going down, and I just decided, you know, it's healthier for me. And like I told you earlier this summer, there's the power of nothing to lose is very empowering, mm-hmm. and can make somebody dangerous with their back up against the wall and they got nothing to lose. Then you have a weapon that the guys that feel they do don't have, you know what I mean? And so, mm-hmm. Anybody knows me knows I don't give a fuck about what anybody fucking thinks. You know what I mean? I wear it on my sleeve. Everything is what it is, you know, and I'm not proud of, you know, I'm not ashamed of anything. I've done many shameful things, but I don't care. It is what it is. I try to use the negatives for positives and put it into and channel it into something, you know, helpful and good, you know, so other people can benefit from that. And I just don't give a fuck. You know, I mean, it's obviously that nobody gives a flying fuck over there about me. You know, everybody thinks, oh, he's so sweet, he's so wonderful, he just goes and says nice things about you, Donnie, and you're over here tearing him apart and this and that. Well, that's not true. That's just what he did. That's just what's in his best interest to do, to continue to portray who he's portraying and what he to keep working and stuff, you know, by slamming the guy that wrote and sang everything. You know, he runs the risk of alienating, and he doesn't want to do that. But no, I mean, out inside the bus and inside the walls and this and that, with when he's just sitting there smoking pot, he's doing all this shit talking too. But you know, it's like, I don't care. I don't care that keep my mouth shut. It's like, that's not my job. That's not the job that I have in my life, is to keep my mouth shut. My job is to take my expressions and my emotions and to express them, and that's what I've decided. You know, I just don't give a fuck. I work for myself and God and for and the ones that love what I do, and it changes their lives and affects their lives. And every day somebody tells me, you know, when somebody tells you, man, you saved my life at this time, or I did this at this time because of something you told me, or this and that, and not only just musically. I've been, you know, I'm hearing things that people telling me, Don, you sat and you were fucked up, but you sat there and talked to me and this and that, and you were really cool and this and that, and that makes me feel good. I'm like, oh, attaboy, I'm so glad, Donnie, you smart-ass jag off back then, you did something good, and you sat there and you did that while you were busy fucking everything all up. But yeah, it's just just little things like you're going, somebody sends you a movie trailer. It's a shit B movie, but in the movie, you watch. There's a dream sequence, and I hear the opening note from my Juno 6 pad that I used for the intro to Flying Michelle. I hear that going, look at they use my thing, and then all of a sudden, swoosh, and it goes in, and it is goddamn Flying Michelle. And like, what the fuck? And then this big fucking stupid fucking looking douchebag, Chipsinoff, comes popping out of the poster like Ronnie James Dio in Pick of Destiny.
Yeah.
Like, and my vocals are removed from Fly High Michelle, and there's his the god-awful sound that comes out of his mouth singing Fly High Michelle and misrepresenting, and it's called Enough's Enough. And it's like, it was very worst case scenario. I wouldn't want any newcomers to look at that and think that's me. Look what Donnie V has mutated into. Boy, they were right about the drugs. Look what the fuck they did to him, man. Oh, my God.
That's the big thing, because Enough's Enough's had a couple of singers over the years. Johnny did it for a while.
I disagree. We've had one singer.
Yeah.
There's one singer.
Other guys have tried to fill the shoes. Yeah.
There's guys that have, for one reason or another, but it's usually been because of personal agenda on Chip's part, and he's always preferred to be able to have all of the benefits and the assets of working with an artist like myself, but to not have to actually work with the artist. So if there's any other way to do it, which he prefers to do, and now he's even, and when the guy's out there, I've extended the olive branch. Even back in the first time where I was left the band, it was for personal reasons that I needed to, I was going to die had I not taken a break. And it wasn't like, it was changing the world by still being out there Tuesday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, or this and that to 60 people. It was like, hey, it's more important that not only do I survive for my family and my friends and my own life, but so I can continue to, get better and do this again and make some more of this. And so, but he'll go on and he'll just go do it and peddle a cheap imitation. And then when I'm ready and I feel like, okay, man, I can do this again. And I don't necessarily want to be back in that position and with working with him, because it's not the greatest thing in the world for an artist like myself to work with a guy like that. I'm not taking any credit away from the things that he does really well. He does some things very, very well, it's very stifling, and it's like cock blocking creativity a lot of times, and it's tainting and ruining the things that I do, and I won't go into all that details. That's too much to go into, but it ruins things, and so for the fans' sake and for the sake of why I do this, because there's no money to be made going out there. I make $100 or $200 every time everybody's paid, and I used to spend that on cocaine anyway. We come home from a tour, and I owe $500. Let alone getting paid anything, I always put it out there. Hey, I'm interested in playing some shows again, and maybe not, picking up life where we left off with you, but going out there supporting, the fans and this and that. But he's always shuts that down, and then he goes out there and tells people, I'm just keeping Donnie's seat warm, or Donnie can't get a passport, or Donnie's sick, or Donnie's on drugs, or this and that, so he can't be here. So thank God for me, for the great Chips Enough, because I'm the only way to continue to make this go forward and keep the name alive in this name. Well, that's all bullshit. It's all lies. And, and a lot of people see through that, but a lot of people didn't. And a lot of people still don't. And a lot of people still believe because he's, the guy can talk a dog off a meat truck when he's sitting there smoking joints with you and talking his shit and talking his game all the way from I played Major League Baseball to I fucked Madonna to all this shit. I mean, he spins webs you know, that are ridiculous. And I probably believe he might start believing them after. I think he actually thinks he's stuck his nasty fucking rubbery brown dick in Madonna and peed inside her, which is a terrible thing to do. And worse, a terrible thing to say, you know, but shit like that, it's not genuine. It's not authentic. And that's not how I roll. And, you know, what you see is what you get. Whether you like it or not, it is what you get, and that gives people a choice. Mm-hmm. And when you lie or you misrepresent this and that, you're stealing a choice from somebody. And choices are probably the worst thievery you could do is deprive someone of a choice. Do they want to do this or do they want to do that? You're stealing, you know, the whole ripple effect where it starts with different things that could, you know, parlay from that. It's just bullshit. It's all lies. It's all shit. And it's god-awful. That's the worst thing. Every time I see it on a page or something, I look at it. That's the thing that pisses me off the most. It goes, oh, my God, look how fucking awful this looks. And listen how awful it sounds. It's like that was my life since I was a little kid, that scratching and clawing and sacrificing everything else in the world, everything else in life, children, a life, a home, all of these things to be able to just focus in and channel, because I have functional autism, which keeps me, I can pinpoint in on something and tune most everything else out. Well, I did that, and there's a lot of beating and a lot of liability to live in your life with stuff like that. But there's also the assets are to be able to get to a point where you could do what I can do. My voice, my vocal character, all that had to been molded and shaped and formed, like just like a baby as, you know, grows up. It's all, and then someone just to go and take all that hard work and take all this and that, because they're the face, they're the rooster on the cornflake box, and say, this is all me. This is me and mine. And then also try to use my vulnerability as he's big brother and you know, Donnie's poor Donnie. He's just saying this and that. It's all lies. It's all fucking lies.
And now, again, your legacy is, you know, that voice and those songs that you guys did together. And, you know, Enough's Enough has been, you know, the band under that name has the record out, and they're, you know, on the cruise now, and they're doing all these shows. But probably half the people going to see them don't realize you're not there. You know,
well, you know, it's like, I guess those have nothing gained, nothing lost. If they don't know the difference between that and this, then you know,
well, no, they're going to the show thinking they're going to see you, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're not there. You
well, if that's the case, that's another reason why I'm doing what I'm doing, because obviously that is the case, because I see a lot of when they're campaigning to get the work and get the tours and get this and that. It's all the old records, the old posters, the old, you know, pictures from the days and this and that, videos and stuff like that. And then once they land it and secure it, then comes in, then they slip in the, you know, it's like clicking on, like fucking clicking on one of those sex websites. It's like, look, check out these, look at, you can be fucking this or sucking that and this and that if you just click on here, and you click on there, and then there's these nasty old fucking, this is within 0.5 miles of you and this and that. That's what they're kind of, it's like a switch, and then, oh God, and there it is. But then you've already clicked and your computer's infected with the virus and everything, and it's too late. And it's like, I haven't been out there, performing in a while, because I really needed to get to a place where that was something that I could find a way to do that, where it's not going to kill me, and it's also going to be practical and realistic and efficient. You know what I mean? So that you know, you got to, at my age, you know, I have to be four guys now. Mm-hmm. With half of a me, because what I've left of myself with all the everything I've done and everything to myself, you know what I mean? And but I think I'm still doing that, but I'm putting this all together now, and you know, it took one thing after another. The whole Beautiful Things record, that whole experience of making it and what happened to the poor record and the business ends of things and all of that was travesty. And it took so long to get that all sorted out and actually get it out and everything. It ruined a lot of the chance, life that it had, potential life it had for it and everything. And so, and I, you know, just was really refusing to, that was just such a great record that I refused to give up on it. And it's just like all of my little songs, they're like my little children or little lives that I create out of thin air and that God puts, you know, they're all, they're Immaculate Conception. You know what I mean?
That really was a strong record. I mean, it's, you know, up there with, you know, your classic stuff. And again, it did get kind of a, you know, short shrift upon release. But you see yourself going back and making more music and finding a way to get out there on the road? You know, when you see what the other band is doing and still playing, you know, do you still have it in you to put out, you know, more music and get out there?
Well, I guess you'll find out next month when the next one comes out. And, yeah,
okay,
another
new record coming out?
Dude, do you not know who you're talking to? How many fucking great records have I put out? One after another. I got a million of them. You think that they just dried up and they except for all my shit talk?
We got a new record, new music to look forward to then.
Yeah, I wasn't going to do another record per se because it's very expensive. And that was the last route that I could really resource and I could figure out how to actually make a record without a labels and things like that and favors and all. I don't do the favors thing like Chip does and use everything. Anybody knows Chip has him over his house. You watch him. He walks around your house picking things up, looking at things like, hey, you still need this? You still want this? You still have this, man? Hey, can I have this? And before you leave, you know, your knickknacks are cleaned up and sort of, but he's got pockets full of shit. Well, I don't do that with people. I don't do that and use those favors because people, that's, you know, maybe here and there, or if somebody offers a favor, that's one thing. But to go begging anybody for anything, I don't beg the fans. I wouldn't charge any money for what I do if it, you know, if the world worked that way and you could still survive. You know, because if, you know, I'm fortunate in a lot of ways that God makes sure that I survive. You know, but the main thing is to actually give you the quality of records that I need to, you know, uphold, that does take some money. And so I was thinking singles and downloads is the way to go now. But there, you know, you're losing a lot of speciality there. And there's a lot of things that people still like to hold in their hands. I kind of made a compromise here now. So I'm going to put another record out. I didn't want to give up on, so I'm not giving up on Beautiful Things. So I found a way to kill all these birds at one stone. I'm going to further support Beautiful Things by this new record. It has three brand new in the next phase of evolution of what I do and creativity that are great fucking songs. They're fucking great. There's also three unreleased demos that didn't fit in Beautiful Things. Doesn't mean they weren't great songs. They just, some things fit. Some things drop out the bottom, you know, some things are better and some things just don't fit well in the mix. And everything has to, you know, you have to have this bone, that bone, that bone, this organ to make a living thing. So it's the same thing with a record. It has to, if you do it the way I do, you want to make a piece of a body of work that works in every aspect, you know, lyrically, musically, the sequence, everything. It gives you this vibe and this impression and expression of emotion. And so now there's those songs, and also there's the original demo versions of like I Could Save the World and Breaking Me Down and Back from the Blue and stuff from the Beautiful Things demoing sessions and those, but those are by no means, when you know anybody that thinks demo might be thinking a little audio recorder with the fucking, you know, acoustic guitar and like some shitty vocal in the back. No, my demos, I make mini records because I'm demoing them as I'm writing them. I want to hear the motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? I'm like a fan too, and I want to hear it. And I also need to hear what needs to be there. And I'm working it all out. And there's the spontaneity of those parts before they're tweaked and fine-tuned. There's the rawness and the innocence and authenticity of the first lead vocal performance before the words have actually been fine-tuned because I fine-tune shit, man. Like I'm a shortwave radio operator. You know what I mean? You got to get that fucking little thing in there, but there's also something to be said about the rawness of the original track and where it's not so many bells and whistles, but those are, you make up for those in energy. And a lot of times, many times those, believe it or not, that those deep demos that you'll hear are the same day the song was written.
Mm-hmm.
I go right to work. As soon as that fucker comes, I go right to fuck. I pick up the acoustic guitar. I hone it, sculpt it into what it's, follow it, listen to where it wants to go. It starts to become something. I start tracking it. I start, I'm a badass drummer with just my pussy fingers. You know what I mean? I get on that fucking keyboard with some samples and shit. My little keyboard, man. I fucking do drum solos and shit with just two sets of pussy fingers. I don't have to go carrying gear around. I fucking none of that fucking shit. But then I start building from there, and the next come, you know, and before you know it, by the time I'm ready for it, the words have been running through my mind and this and that. By the next day, I'm sitting back, you know, kicking back, having a cigarette, listening to in what sounds to me like a new record over and over and over again, because I love them, you know? And so there's those on this record. There's, I think I'm going to throw a couple of one of these, this new Stevie Wonder thing I had on there. It's going to be a lot of really cool things, but with the new stuff. So this way it still supports Beautiful Things.
Yeah.
This way it's still a new record that you can hold in your hands. And for people who love what I do, they'll love this. And it also has new, brand new things that move up the evolution. And it's frustrating because I have a fucking backlog right now of brand new killer shit I'm chomping at the bit. And the ones that I do let hear these things are like, holy fuck, man. And it's like, yeah, man, I know. I want to get these out too. But so it's a double-edged sword.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to hear the new record. I said Beautiful Things was amazing. I definitely encourage everyone to take a listen to that. And we'll definitely be looking out for this when it comes out. Now, I mean, how are you feeling these days? You doing good health-wise? You clean? Everything going well?
How am I feeling? With my fingers. And I feel good. Yeah, I mean, for all things considered, I mean, obviously you can tell by listening and talking to me and I'm not fucked up. You know what I mean? And those days are gone. It happened in the only way that was ever possible to happen for me, that where just my body and my spirit, my soul just was, just appreciated a day, not in that darkness and not in that energy that just consumes you and just eats away and just so negative. And you just spend all this time wanting to not be alive. It's like, that was the only way it was going to happen for me, that I had to get I had a little incentive, but I put it out there like, okay, God, whatever it takes, I don't care. I know I'm probably not going to like the answer of whatever it takes, you know, and it didn't, and I didn't. But it was, you know, things, hindsight is insight, and you look and you say, man, that's the greatest fucking thing that ever happened. And, I'm in good situation. You got good energy around me, good circle of things around me. I don't have the fuckery of that fucking asshole and shit like that, and his big stupid stinky fuck face of a guitar player who's just a piece of shit, a human being and opportunist. He doesn't play on one record, not one note, except that big Hershey squirt that was taken on my fucking legacy. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing. So he was quoted as saying that this record is his record is better than Strength. Strength.
Yeah, that's stretching a bit.
Right. Rob Plant, yeah. Steven Tyler, Metallica, fucking where all these guys all the way down the list fucking revered Nuff's Enough for the vocals and the writing songs, the songs, and then Strength
is a classic.
Setting precedent application of orchestration with metal and pop and vocals and stuff. And he's just better than that. So what does that tell you about that fucking guy? Okay, well, then he's... Yeah, we should really listen to anything he has to say. You know what I mean? That guy's walking around in his, he probably hasn't washed that bat suit in 5 years that he's wearing on stage every fucking night. It's a fucking Jake Blues fucking Halloween costume.
Well, Donnie, man, it's always great to talk to you. You ever have anything to say, you know you got a place here. Really looking forward to the new record. Let me know when that's out. We'll definitely, you know, push that out to everybody. And dude,
I'm an interviewer's dream, man. Just money, money shot after money shot, man. I'm my own fluffer.
Yeah, dude, keep doing what you're doing, brother. And you know, look forward to the new music, and hopefully we can get you on the road soon.
Fuck yeah, man. Hey, put, you know, share the love, stop the hate, let's save the world, and fuck those fucking, I mean, stay away from racial slurs and stuff. Those guys are Jesus. Yeah. Fuck, no, I mean, I never use anything racially. I just use words that just describe the best. They sound sonically the best sounding word to call somebody, you know what I mean? And that, and so fuck them. Fuck that. Don't waste your money. I am right now in the building. You know, I went and did one show because I jumped the gun and tried to put the fire underneath me to get it moving. It was a disaster. It was well received. Mm-hmm. It was sold out. It was well received. The fans loved it. But you know, then you got your guys that Facebook Live and blast it out, and let's see what happens to you next time you do shit like that, motherfuckers. And it gets picked apart this time. There's going to be nothing pick-apartable. It's going to be a magical show to span all of these records and different little things and ideas that I've got. I'm getting good guys, building a nucleus of great guys, still yet to lock in exactly who the lead guitar player is going to be. But I'm building some tracks, backing tracks too. So some songs obviously need, I want everything to go, the quality of the record to be the quality of the stage show, match the stage show. And, God willing that you got anything left of me left to see. It's carking a fucking carcass holding hands here, man. Oh, man. But, yeah, it's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy it. We'll start the first show will be in May.
Great. We're looking forward to it. And like I said, you know, get me dates. Let me know when the record comes out. We'll push all that stuff out for you. So, again, you know, keep going. Keep feeling good. And we'll talk to you again too, my friend.
All right. Just make sure you let everybody know out there. When you open that candy bar wrapper that you love, there's a big dog shit inside it. It's not the fucking Snickers bar that you're used to. It's the baby Ruth floating in the pool.
You got it.
All right, man. All right,
we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Bye.